Recording to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island UK Season 10, Episode 36, Chris. Now, where would you like to start today?
Well, Dave, we got the fallout from the movie night, and we talked about Mitch saying that it was going to be a little bit of niggle with the guys. You know, I'd seen the first look and they went for him a little bit. I just can't take Sammy seriously, Dave. Zach sort of, and I think Zach does say some quite grown-up things when he's not with Sammy, but I was just like, Mitch is a cop. He's wrong for what he's done. He apologized to them both and said like, yeah, I was wrong. It was a bit shitty, blah, blah, blah. Sort of the end of it, but I just, for me, this episode was about me hating Sammy more and more, Dave, as it went on. It's just like, you are an absolute fucking tool.
Yeah. And, you know, so you've been saying Ian Sterling's been getting on your nerves a bit this season, but I do think he was quite funny in this episode. He did make me laugh a couple of times, like leading up to that bit of conflict at the start there. He was talking about Zach being all subtle and, you know, careful with his words and stuff. And then Mitch sits down and Zach's like, "You're right, snake boy." And he's straight in there. And Mitch is doing his kind of verbal diarrhea and trying to wriggle out of it. But like the lads did hold him to account, to be fair. And I like what Ty said. He said, you know, it just makes us question your character. And I think they were well within their rights. I mean, it was fucking shit. We called it out at the time, and I'm sure there's more footage of him being snaky that they could have shown but didn't. And Mitch is in the diary room, isn't he, saying, oh, you know, you do one bad thing and 100 good things, you know, kind of feel like it's outweighed. But I just thought it showed a massive lack of self-awareness from Mitch that, like, he genuinely thinks that. He genuinely thinks he's everyone's fucking best mate and he makes the odd slip up. But he's not. He's a fucking snake. He is your classic fucking, you know, as soon as someone has an argument, it's like, as we've said before, you know, oh, I'd never treat you that way, you know, and he just does my head in, honestly. So I'm glad he was made to feel the pressure a bit. And I kind of feel like when he gave the apology later on in the episode, I kind of feel like the lads let him off the hook a bit easy.
Yeah, and I think as well, and you're right, I think they did let him off easy because I know the girls thought it was hilarious, didn't they, when they were watching it. It's just like, as he called him, Messy Mitch. He's one of them characters. So me and Sam watch it, and Sam's like, what the hell is he still doing in the villa? And I'm like, I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you what he's still doing there. I know, obviously, Scott is now going to make a play for, what's it called, Abby. You know, he looks like that and because of what's happened. But I wouldn't be surprised if she went off with him because I think, to be honest, Dave, he hasn't got any chat. I mean, I've called Leah out a few times. Mitch is not far behind her at all. He's so boring and just monotone. There's nothing about him. It was great when he said about the upgrade to Jess. That was funny, that over Sammy. Which, let's be honest, he is. Whatever we all think of Mitch, he is an upgrade on Sammy, in my opinion. But
that is a low bar, isn't it?
I know, I mean, it is. It's a very low bar.
That isn't because Mitch is great.
it's like when you play football at school and you have to pick the two last people. And you know which one do we pick? The one who's going to cost me a goal or the one who's going to miss an open net? So you've not really got much of a choice there, but it is a very, very low bar. Which one were you, Dave? Because I was usually last as well.
Usually last. I was a decent tackler, though, you know.
He was, actually. Very aggressive footballer. Yeah. I was twinkle toes. But no. So I think you're right.
I thought your pace was deceptive, wasn't it? You know, you're always slower than you look.
Can we get back to Love Island, please? There's no need. But I thought there was a compliment coming in. Shot me down there. There's no need for that. I mean, you could at least like be singing off or something then. That was football ability. I never boast about my football ability because I didn't really have any, Dave. But anyway,
no, you were pretty good. You were fucking slow though.
But. I still am. Imagine now at 44. Oh my God, I just stand on a fucking penalty spot. I'm not doing anything. Or just standing net, I think, probably. Oh my God.
But anyway, so I'd have to agree with you on Mitch. I do think he is dull as dishwater. I think he's a great looking bloke. I think he's got a fantastic body. But I can't imagine his relationships are that sticky. I just think, you know, they probably spend enough time with him to figure out he's a bit of a knob, really, and then leave him. So, you know, the whole thing with Scott and Abby, I think there's legs in that. And you know what? I kind of warmed to Abby a little bit. She seemed genuinely a bit like uncomfortable at the idea of, you know, speaking to Scott while speaking to Mitch and stuff, whereas everyone else seems to fall right into it, you know, and that is the show ultimately. But I don't know. I think Scott's got more about him, so I think Mitch might be the odd one out there again.
And you're right, and I did like the fact that he's like, well, she wants to crack on. It's fine. And I'm thinking, you've done that with every single couple. Anybody who has a bit of beef, he's straight in there chatting to him, isn't he? So he can't say anything at all. But I do think we talk about people who are boring, Dave. What does Katie offer to this villa? I mean, I've called her out from the get-go. I thought she was going to, I don't know what I expected, but I never remember her being this boring. She's not in there for anybody. The stuff with Uzi was just fucking toe-curling again. Oh, I was like pulling my teeth out. What the fuck is she doing? She must be getting paid a lot of money, Dave, because she's not going to win it. She's offering nothing. There's no chat from her. She cannot be fucking asked to be in that villa at all.
No, just not bothered is what comes to my mind as well. I mean, you can see Uzi's trying to figure out, are you into me or not? Because she's giving nothing. And she's kind of like, yeah, oh, I'm just keeping to myself. But really, it's because you can't be arsed. You're just looking to collect the paycheck, sunbathe for a bit, and then head home with more cash than you went with. So, you know, it's a great fucking gig, Chris. I mean, to be fair, we'd all do it. But yeah, in terms of entertainment, it's absolutely nothing. And you know, I think it was another prediction, though, wasn't it? A few weeks ago, we were saying that Katie and Uzi would end up, you know, together. So I think, again, it's all fallen into the script, isn't it? But I need to see more from that couple to give any kind of shit about them.
Yeah, and I think, Dave, as well, you were saying in the last episode, and you're right, how quickly it's gotten, this series. Before you know it, we're going to be in the last week and none of these couples are going to be stable or nobody's going to be rooting for anybody. So when they do all the fucking helicopter things and donkey ride dates or whatever shit that they throw at, you know, we know who's going to win usually by the level of budget on the dates. We're all just going to be like, I'm not actually that bothered because I don't think I've got... I'm hoping, well, I'm not hoping, but I think maybe Ty and Ella and Zach and Molly are probably the only ones who are going to be stable by that week. And I'm saying the time, Ella, considering how childish and ridiculous they are, but they are made for each other. And Zach and Molly, I mean, there wasn't a lot of Molly in this episode, which was mentioned on Facebook. I was going to steal that, Dave. I think it was Claire on Facebook mentioned it. And I was going to say we've not seen her. And there was a little comment at the end. She was completely cut out of all the shots in this episode. But all the others, I mean, all of them, I mean, I'm mentioning them two couples. I don't actually care at the moment. There's nobody I can truly say wants to win. I did sort of want Jess. Then it now, well, Whitney probably with Lachlan, because I think Whitney's great, but I think he's going to ride on the coattails of her. I mean, like I say, this weird fascination with Scott of everyone online. I don't know. He's going to have to be a hell of a Hail Mary for somebody to step forward now for people to root with properly.
Well, don't forget, cast your mind back to Winter Love Island, where we didn't care about any of the couples either. And it was only a late spurt, wasn't it, with Kai and Sanam, who, you know, suddenly out of nowhere, for the first few weeks were like, fucking hell, Kai's boring. But then suddenly he got some personality and probably owes that winner's medal to Olivia, to be fair,
yeah.
because he ended up coming off a lot better and deflecting her barbs. So, you know, I think apart from that couple in the last season, I don't think we really wanted anyone to win either. We're like, oh, fucking hell, it could end up being bloody Luca Bish and Gemma Owen. You know, fuck that. And, you know, so I'm open to the idea that we are going to care about at least one of the couples from here on in. But I admit, you know, it's not looking great at the moment. I can't get behind any of this lot, to be fair.
No, I'm with you. And that's a very good point. I forgot about that. Basically, Olivia handed the money to get in Sanam, didn't she? Because she was just a dick. You know? It's making me laugh now when she came back in and then blamed that guy for doing the same thing. I almost didn't come back with someone. Like, okay.
But you did. You know, typical.
Yeah, typical.
Men.
Men. Oh, you know, always the same. I could have predicted this. Whatever, Olivia. Wow, that was so good, wasn't it? So good. Well, she did start with Vin Diesel, Dave. She was a hand model like Joey out of Friends, as I said. You know,
I bet she was.
No. That's not Fast and Furious. That's just Furious, Dave. Furious 10. You can find that on other sites. Anyway, Dave, I mentioned Sammy. Let's move swiftly on with my search history. But you mentioned Sammy. I am getting so frustrated. I said it in the last episode. Jesse's pissing me off, Dave.
Mm.
What is going on here? We said it in the last episode. Gaslighting 101. She confronts him. She comes up with constructive stuff about the way he's treating her, everything. And then she backs down. When she's talking about him to the girls, they offer her opinion on him and say, he's a dick, he's messing you about. She defends him. And I'm like, oh, for the love of God. So at this point, I'm sort of like thinking, well, Jess, you get what you deserve. This lad is going to dick you around forever. He's going to cheat on you and you're going to always take him back if they last that long for the EasyJet flight home day. But in the context of the show, what is she doing?
Yeah, I must admit, it is frustrating. I think she's missing some real friends to give her some really good advice, because the girls in the villa, they're kind of saying a little bit, you know, about, oh, you know, it's not right. But it none of it's particularly analytical. Like, none of it's like, no, the reason this is definitely wrong. It's all just like, oh, it's wrong because you felt that way. No, yeah. It's not. This is what he's doing. And all of his interactions are really fucking disturbing, I think. Because, again, a bit like Mitch with his delusion that he's done this one bad thing on the backdrop of doing 100 good things. Sammy, I'm sure in his own head, feels like the victim in this. And he feels like Jess is just having a go and blowing it all out of proportion. You know, he told this other girl that, you know, he's getting on so much better with her than he was with Jess. It was just a bit of chat, wasn't it? So what's your fucking problem? And yeah. He just gaslights her into thinking that she is the problem and she's going a bit nuts and she's kind of overreacting. And so, and then he makes a joke out of it. He's like, oh, you know, don't want to, angry Jess, bit scary, you know, isn't it? And I think, honestly, it's all really quite disturbing, because I think you're seeing gaslighting, like, being done to quite an expert level, you know, and I don't think it's not something you practice, I wouldn't imagine, but I would say he's got good at it over the years, and he does this quite a lot.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't think he's the only one. We've seen that with a few people in the villa day, but such a strange dynamic. And like you say, he's childish. You can't even say he's got like a cheeky, chappy approach. He literally shuts her off, doesn't he? And just is like, I don't fucking care. And she falls for it every time. So yeah, as I said in the other episode, I just hope that her parents are watching, or whoever comes in, a friend, whoever, and tears strips off him. But I don't think they're going to do that, Dave. I just think, I'd hope she's got friends that are like Jess who are quite forthright. I'm just saying, nope, he's a bell end, get rid of him. We never see it though, do we, when they come together? We never really see anybody question them, not really. So
yeah.
They'll just be together for the rest of the show now. I can't see anything disturbing them, even. It'll just keep messing her about.
Yeah, and I'm going to be a broken record. This is the time in the season, Chris, when I get on my big fucking soapbox and I start talking about education around what fucking gaslighting, things like coercive control, all of these fucking things are not well understood. And definitely, I'm kind of going to point the fingers a little bit north to our older generation. Definitely don't fucking understand it, because I bet the parents will just come in and say, oh, well, you know, you're just having a bit of... trouble in paradise, a bit of a lover's tiff or something, and not really understand how unhealthy all of that kind of behavior is. And look, it's on Love Island, no one gives a shit. They won't make it 3 months past the end of the show, so it doesn't really matter. But some of these fucking toxic behavioral traits, you know, go on all the time up and down the fucking country, and it's not picked up on enough and discussed enough. And I know every fucking season I talk about it, but that's because there's always at least one or two gaslighters in there and demonstrates it, and no one fucking talks about it. Does my head in. I shall descend from my soapbox.
Well, Dave, you might be getting back on it, because by the end of this episode, I had feet, Dave, like a fucking horse, because my toes had curled right under. I'd lost all feeling in them. I was standing on my toes like a horse would. That's how I see it in my head, Dave, because Leah and Montel. So they have a chat, and Leah is in there for the fucking clicks, the followers, without a doubt. Montel, as you said, he's an absolute legend at the way he can just, not legend, but he's an absolute master at the way he can get out of these situations. As soon as I saw, I'm going to write her a note, I was like, oh, you are fucking kidding me. You've basically cheated on her in the context of the show, and you're going to get out of this by writing a fucking letter in crayon that says, I'm sorry. And Lee is there crying. I didn't expect it. She's a bell end. Isabel, and I was sat there cringing my fucking head off watching that. I was like, are you actually for real? Has nobody ever told any of you people about morals, about how that even works, something like that? I don't know about you, Dave, but that was the lowest point of the series for me. I was like, well, I have embarrassed you, so I'm going to embarrass myself. No, you're embarrassing every single person who's watching Montel. Please stop, for the love of God, please stop me now. So I thought that was awful, Dave. I mean, don't get me wrong, I had my fingers looking through my hand, you know, my eyes looking through my fingers. I was sort of like watching it going, oh, say, but then it was like, this is happening. This is actually happening again. Unbelievable.
As you say, hunt the fucking slipper.
Yeah, hunt the slipper. Pisses me off.
And Sammy's like, oh, come over here. Come over to the fire pit. It was all set up and stuff. And you know what pissed me off as well? Like, well, let's go through them. So Montel, for the fucking shit, like, you, well done. You managed to write a few fucking sentences. And I don't know. I could think of a few worse things. Chris, I've done worse things than that on a fucking stag do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and... Like, for Leah, for just crumbling and just being like, oh, what a fucking gesture. What was a fucking gesture? And then someone, I don't know who said it, I think it might be Ella, was saying to Leah, oh, you know, well done, you know, you're showing the boys that, you know, we won't stand for it. No, that's exactly the opposite of what you did. You just did the fucking Love Island trope there. Have you just made him sweat for about a day? And then you're back together. You're just fucking normalizing cheating. So, you know, and I'm so animated, Chris, because I'm fucking enjoying the show. I know it doesn't sound like it, but if it wasn't, I wouldn't give a shit. But it does normalize cheating, doesn't it? I know they're not fucking exclusive, but what the fuck does that mean anyway? You know, they were together. They had that understanding, you know, and so... Yeah. Oh, fuck knows. Fuck my life, Chris.
That's what I love. Because that was exactly what we were doing.
You thought you were pissed off with it.
This is when things like this happen, I do chuckle to myself, thinking Dave sat there going, with the Chris Phelps voodoo doll, I am stabbing him right in his face now. Why am I watching this stuff? What has he done to me? I do chuckle at that, but yeah. In ridiculous. And this is only the start of it, Dave. We're going to get boyfriend and girlfriend bollocks. It's got to be either Ella and Ty or Zach and Molly. We're going to get it. You know we're going to get it. We're going to get fucking Zach going, right, broskies, let's go, bros. Let's do this, let's do that. And I'm like, oh.
Come on, Din, Molly.
Yeah, come on. It's a good impression, that.
You know, she was so fishing for like, yeah, I don't need to make a gesture. Don't need to make a gesture. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you're not picking up on the, yeah, totally don't need. It's like, you don't need to buy me a birthday present or anything. Yep. We all know that's not how it goes. That's what you should be doing, Zach. That's what she's signaling to you. It's the fucking opposite. It's a trap, as Admiral Ackbar would say. You know, you should be thinking about making that gesture, sir.
And I've told the story on this podcast. I think it is on this podcast. But I was in that situation on our second wedding anniversary, Dave. Let's not buy each other anything. Night before, so what have you got me? A card? And then proceeded to go and buy the shittiest CD compilation from Asda, Dave. And I've never lived it down ever since.
That was better than a map of the UK or something from the service station.
a big pen from work or something. Oh, hang on, I've got something in my bag here. A notebook. It's always coming handy. Not the shopping list. Dave, it went down like a lead balloon. So I agree, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just... Anyway, Dave, we've had an email from Karim, and he's actually called it Justice for Scott, Dave. So he said, I just wanted to start off by mentioning that I didn't really agree with your take on Scott in the last few reviews. Every island who stood alone while their other partner brought someone back always throws a dig. So it wasn't any different for Scott. If anything, Catherine should have been shown more empathy instead of making him look as if he's the bad guy, even though he stayed loyal. I think anyone would agree that's how the girls, especially Katie, Catherine and Leah, spoke to Scott last night. It was bang out of order to the point where it was borderline bullying. The producers were very sneaky with Scott's clip as well, because after Scott said he didn't miss Catherine, he said he was joking, but the producers purposely chose not to show that, and it led to Scott getting ganged up on, which is true, because you said that. They all went at him and then said he'd stayed loyal because no one wanted him. But then when Scott snapped back at Leah and the girls acted like he called her a bad name, Katie shouldn't be jumping on the moral high ground for Scott's comments when she called someone a "see you next Tuesday" in season two and called a Towie star's 2-year-old daughter something vile a few years ago. I didn't know that. I don't get how the girls didn't have the same energy for the rest of the boys. The way Ty spoke to Jess was really appalling, but none of the girls had the same vim for him, probably because Ty is the group leader. Maybe Leah might be bitter as well because Scott chose Catherine over at the beginning. Who knows? It killed me when Montel was asking what he has in common with Tink, and his response was like, football. Makes no sense whatsoever, though, that Leah was mainly angry at Montel holding Tink's hand when they were literally under the sheets. I'm not saying they went all the way, but you're not under the sheets for no reason. Something definitely happened. Montel really got away with that. So great email and some great observations there, Dave, as well, because you did mention a couple of them on the last episode about what happened with Scott. I think he's made some good points there, Karen.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way Scott behaved, so you can say your piece, and what was her name? Was it Shannon or someone? The one who came back, and Callum, the guy from Manchester.
Shauna.
That was season Shauna. Six. Shauna, that's it, yeah. And the way she's like, you know, congrats on, you know, for me, that was the perfect kind of understated dig back. You know, it was a proper clever one, that, but he just kind of lost it a bit. He got really nasty really quick, so that's where I thought, you know, he should have held his dignity a bit more. Catherine gave it back as well, so, you know, not saying it was all on Scott's side. And I didn't like the way they went after Scott, and I was thinking about this after we recorded. Can you imagine if that was the other way around? Like, if the boys all started laughing and pointing at, say, Leah and saying, oh, no one fucking wanted you.
I think one of the lads said that. I think, I'm sure, really? Somebody said, yeah, I'm sure in the episode that was mentioned. But I agree, Dave. You'd be able to get away with that sort of thing.
There'd be hell to pay, wouldn't there?
So, yeah, and quite rightly, yeah.
I do think there was a double standard there, but I don't know. I think seeing an interesting dynamic at the minute. So I did see a comment that does anyone actually like Scott? Is there stuff going on that we're not seeing? But I don't know. I think Ty and Sammy were kind of egging Scott on a little bit to go and have a chat to Abby. So I don't know whether that's, a little bit of longer term stuff with Mitch or whatever, but no, I'm interested to see where Scott's journey goes.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think, look, Ty has done a great job of stitching all the guys up and making them look bad. Just go and have a chat.
Yeah. Well,
what could go wrong? And they've all fell for it, haven't they? We saw that in Casa. So maybe it is, Dave. It's just a great email and great perspective again, because everyone's got different takes on this with this series. On the people, as much as we're saying and calling people out, there is a lot to unpack with these. And I love the fact, I don't love the fact that a lot of people go through this, but a lot of people can see traits in some of these characters that's happened to them in real life. That's what a lot of the discussions are, a lot of the emails we get, they're real personal stuff that people share with us, or they don't share on the podcast, but they've got a perspective on why this guy's acting like that, or why this girl's acting like this, because they've been in that situation with someone similar and they know where it's going to go. And it's sort of, and some people who even read the emails, it's triggered them as well, which is, I'm not trying to take it on a downer, but it's really interesting human behavior, how people can see that and go, no, that's not acceptable. We can see a lot of it, but a lot of the times people see it from different perspectives that we can't see. And I really appreciate that, especially when they share it with us.
Yeah, no, it is good. I was explaining it to someone last night. I was doing a different recording. I was not exclusive, Chris.
You say you've been moonlighting without me, Dave.
And I was saying just that. I was saying, look, some of the situations you can clearly see are set up, but you're still seeing that kind of human behavior, and that's the thing that remains kind of fascinating about it.
Yeah, it does, to be fair. So anyway, Dave, thank you for today, mate. Thanks for jumping on. That's 2 days in a row. It won't be a habit, trust me, guys. But we thought we'd come on and have a chat because we had a bit of a drop in our schedule. So thank you so much, as always. If you want to email us, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, @cdrealitycast. As always, please go to Facebook, Chris and Dave Reality TV Cast. Come join us over there. Big thanks to Charlene, as always, for running and moderating the page for us. If you want to support us, get over to patreon.com/CDRealityCast. So the roll call of honour for today is Ken Gustafson, Lucky Lula Green, Lauren, Tracy, Susan, Didi, Katie, Libby, Joanna, Noreen, Chloe, Brianna, Helen, Keith, Gillian, Zoe, Kristen, Maggie, Kate, Megan, Cassie, Fiona, Emma, Nicola, Macy, Helen, Clarissa, and Amanda. So thank you so much, guys, for all your help. And Didi as well. I think I messed Didi up there, so I apologize, Didi. Thank you for all your support and all your help over the life of the podcast. Everyone who supported it, that's just a random thing to throw out their day, but everyone who supports us, thank you so much. And I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to all our supporters, and we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.